This is Jordan Secchio. The next presidential debate is tomorrow night. What issues do you want discussed?
Live from Washington, D.C.
This is my right.
Jay Sekulow Live.
Right given by God.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now.
Live a free life.
Call 1-800-684-3110.
Live in freedom.
That's 1-800-684-3110.
Talking about freedom.
And now, your host, Jordan Sekulow.
I will fight.
Hey, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. We're taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. Today we're joined by our government affairs team in Washington, D.C., Drew Ryan and Than Bennett, to discuss tomorrow's important presidential debate, the final debate. At ACLJ.org, you'll see under the Daily Trial Notebook, we've got a section about this final debate and some of the questions we'd like asked of the candidates. Let me just give you a couple of the questions we're interested in hearing Bob Schieffer from CBS ask. With the next president likely to have the opportunity to make multiple appointments to the Supreme Court, who would you consider specifically as potential nominees? Remember, the candidates got that question on Treasury Secretary, but what about Supreme Court nominees? Should partial birth abortion remain illegal? The question about the state of Connecticut becoming the third state recently to legalize same-sex marriage. Should the legal definition of marriage be changed? These are the kind of questions. We've got some others that we'd like to hear in this debate. But we've also got at ACLJ.org a special survey, the Issues of the Court survey, that we'd like you to take part in. It's absolutely free. You can go to ACLJ.org or you can call us right now to take part in this survey. Nine questions that you answer. It's 1-877-989-2255 to be part of this important survey. We're going to get this to the campaigns. We've got 21 days left. One more debate tomorrow night, and we have not heard enough on these issues from either candidate, and we want to hear their positions on the Supreme Court justices, on partial birth abortion, on expression of religious faith, on the strict construction of the Constitution, on Christian broadcasters and the Fairness Doctrine, on ministers being able to speak from the pulpit, on gay rights and where they believe on where they stand on that, on the phrase under God, and on public school students' freedom of expression. These issues may not seem as important sometimes when we've got the economic situation and the war in Iraq, but the truth is, folks, they are very important because they're morally foundational, and we have not heard these candidates really even mention them. Now, we've heard some from vice presidential candidates. We've heard from Governor Palin. We've heard from Senator Biden a little bit. I mean, passing references to these issues at their debate. Governor Palin's brought up Barack Obama's position on abortion over this past weekend, but we've not heard John McCain talk much directly about it. We haven't heard since Rick Warren's debate Barack Obama have to talk much about it. So, folks, we want to hear from you today at 1-800-684-3110, but we wanted you to take part in this important survey. It is very quick. It's absolutely free. You can call our toll-free number right now and take part. This is important. We're going to get it to the campaigns. We think they've got to address on both sides these important issues to the American people. 1-877-989-2255 is our toll-free number to call and take part. 877-989-2255. Let me go right to Drew Ryan. Drew, a lot of information, lots of interesting information coming out of Washington, D.C., but Congress not in session. What is the main topic right now? Is the economy still taking focus? Do you think any of these issues are going to be mentioned in the debate tomorrow night?
Well, I think so, Jordan. Economy is definitely first and foremost here in Washington, D.C. Different bailout plans. Of course, we're talking about a different stimulus package that Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats want to at least bring to the table after the election. So more economic focus, and yet we're starting to see a few more of these issues addressed. And like you, I want to see some more specific questions to each one of these candidates who, quite frankly, up to this point, have gotten away in speaking in generalities on some of these very critical issues that voters really are going to care about when they cast their ballots on November 4th.
Let me tell you this, folks. We just got an email in from David from Memphis, Tennessee. He said the topics he's interested in hearing discussed by the candidates are school vouchers, the Fairness Doctrine, judicial appointments, protection of marriage, abortion, and the nation's growing deficit. Be like David. Go to ACLJ.org or call us right now and tell us what issues are most important to you and what you want to be discussed from these candidates. 877-989-2255. That's our toll-free number to call and take part in our National Issues of the Court survey. We want to hear from the candidates on this, but to do so, we want to pressure them so that they must answer us on these questions. 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. 989-2255. You can also go to ACLJ.org and take the survey quickly online.
I want to provide a tax cut.
Let's not raise taxes on anybody.
It's an election cycle consumed by political sound bites from both parties. And when you get past the campaign rhetoric, there's something happening that's impossible to ignore. There are key issues getting no attention, no debate, no discussion. Issues that are critical to the future and direction of our nation. Issues including likely vacancies on the Supreme Court, abortion, and the definition of marriage. Now, the American Center for Law and Justice wants to know what you think. Let the ACLJ know how you rate some of the most important issues of our time. As Election Day approaches, there's still time for the candidates to engage these issues, and we hope they do. Have your voice heard. Take the ACLJ Issues Survey. The ACLJ will let the new Congress and the new president know where you stand on these issues, what's important, and why. Take the survey now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or take the survey online at aclj.org.
The Supreme Court of the United States granting review out of those Ten Commandment cases that we represent. This is a big, big case, huge ramifications.
It's a case that's likely to change the legal landscape in America. And the American Center for Law and Justice is at the forefront of this landmark legal battle. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow will present oral arguments to the Supreme Court on a critical First Amendment case involving the Ten Commandments and other displays.
This could help preserve upwards of 4,000 of these Ten Commandment monuments.
There's so much at stake with this Supreme Court case. Our history, our heritage is on the line. The ACLJ must get the High Court to overturn a disturbing decision, a ruling that could force cities and states to make a troubling choice: remove existing displays or permit any group to display any monument in public places. The briefs have been filed and oral arguments are set for November 12th at the Supreme Court. Jay and his legal team are intensely preparing for this case. This is the time to pray for Jay and his legal team. With so much at stake, your prayers are greatly appreciated. Thank you.
This is my right. A right given by
Sekulow God. Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. We're going to go right to the phone. So many calls coming in at 1-800-684-3110. What issues do you want discussed? 21 days left. The final presidential debate tomorrow night. And the truth is, folks, past just discussing the economy and the war, there haven't been a lot of other topics discussed at these debates so far. Understandably, at first, that the economy dominated, there was so much flux, but you know the market's stabilizing a little bit, so you think that they're going to be able to get off to some other topics tomorrow night with Bob Schieffer hosting the debate at Hofstra, which is in New York, the final presidential debate. And folks, we want you to take part of this National Issues of the Court survey because we're going to get to the campaigns. We want these issues discussed, even if there are great differences between the candidates. We should hear from their mouth, not from their vice presidential nominees, but from their own mouth, their positions on these issues face-to-face. The difference between the debate and being with Rick Warren was that with Rick Warren, they weren't face-to-face. They have to look each other in the eye and look out to the audience. Here, we want them to have to speak about these issues. Some are complex. Some are yes or no answers, but they haven't gotten into them, folks. So we want you to call right now. Take part in our National Issues of the Court survey. It's absolutely free, very quick. You call right now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or ACLJ.org. Let's go right to the phones. Thomas is calling from South Carolina online, too. Thomas, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Abortion and the gay marriage rights. I was wondering whether if it's McCain or Obama, when they become president, exactly what kind of power do they have when it seems like those two issues are a state-governed issue?
Well, there's a couple things. Brock, the partial birth abortion ban was signed into law by President Bush. Someone like Barack Obama could sign a law revoking the ban. If he was to put out his strong pro-abortion policies, which he's talked about before in the earlier parts of the campaign, especially in the primary, so you could revoke a partial birth abortion ban, and you get to appoint, Thomas, the Supreme Court justices and other judges of the circuit courts and federal courts, the district courts as well. And those are the judges who deem many of these state laws constitutional or unconstitutional. So when those state laws are challenged under various constitutional provisions and they make their way to the U.S. Supreme Court, those nominees are made by the president. And whoever wins here will likely be able to make nominations, maybe a few nominations, maybe just one, but that's how it directly affects it. And they also set the course and the tone for other legislation. But let me go to Than Bennett, because Than, I think Thomas does ask a good question, is does it really matter who the president is on these issues? But from everything from partial birth abortion to the nominees in the court, the president is the leader of the country and sets that tone, and he is the most important person when it comes to these issues.
Well, that's right, Jordan. And you pointed out appropriately the nominations to the Supreme Court that the president would make. But another important point to make is the legislation that's passed out by Congress ultimately has to be signed or vetoed by the president. And Barack Obama told a Planned Parenthood conference that the very first piece of legislation that he would sign would be the Freedom of Choice Act that would nullify the partial birth abortion ban. It's a bill that was put forward by Barbara Boxer of California. He says that's the very first piece of legislation that he would sign. So even though he hasn't been asked to respond on these issues, we can kind of get an idea of where he's coming from. These issues really need to be talked about tonight. The economy's been overwhelming them, but they need to be brought back up tonight.
Yeah, I mean, here you go, folks. They are very different, both campaigns on this, and I think Thane just made a good point. Barack Obama did say that. He would put in the most sweeping pro-abortion law into action immediately when becoming president of the United States, which would override the ban on partial birth abortion, many other restrictions on abortion as well. So, folks, there's the clear difference. And the fact is, though, we haven't gotten to see Barack Obama have to say that recently. He hasn't been pushed by a moderator to say that. He hasn't been pushed by members of the media to say that yet. And he hasn't had to say it in front of the American people when they're all watching the debates with John McCain standing right next to him. But, folks, we want to hear from you. 1-800-684-3110. Let's go back to the phones. Roberta is calling from Colorado on line one. Roberta, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hello. Real quick, I already called Senator McCain and told him my feelings on abortion, period, and on the Supreme Court justices. But I have a question. Why hasn't he asked Obama how he feels about Louis Farrakhan calling him the Messiah to the Muslim?
You know, and it's true. That happened. They pulled up the speech by Farrakhan, the leader of the Nation of Islam. It was a speech from a few months back, and it had not gotten to the media yet, or the media had not put it out. But let me go to Drew Ryan, because, Drew, the McCain campaign has tried to bring up some of these ties to controversial figures over the past week, and it seems to be pressing that harder with the American people, so, because it seemed like before, when they were doing it a little lighter, people just weren't getting the connection, or they weren't understanding as well how all these connections work. And with this other speech by Farrakhan, who is a racist, who's an anti-Semite, you read his views on what he said about the Nazis and what he said about the Holocaust and other things. To say he's controversial is to say the minimum about Farrakhan and the organization he leads. But Drew, what do you think? Why are these issues not sticking or at least not seeming to stick publicly to Barack Obama? Maybe it'll affect people when they get into the voting booth, but it just doesn't seem to be sticking right now.
Well, you know, one thing, Jordan, is Hillary Clinton actually brought these issues up during the primary. In fact, she began to ask Barack Obama about his associations with various figures, not just Farrakhan, his pastor, Reverend Jeremiah Wright, also Bill Ayers from the Weather Underground. You know, it's fascinating because up to this point, Barack Obama has seemed rather Teflon in nature, in that when these sorts of things are thrown at him, they slide off. He is getting, Jordan, let's be honest, he's getting a ready defense from some of the mainstream media,
right,
who will throw out a defense for him, and yet refuse to ask the second and third questions as far as his associations with these various people. Now, let's be fair and balanced here real quickly, Jordan, because John McCain also needs to answer questions about Charles Keating and his relationship there, so we don't want to pile on Barack Obama. Yet, I think all these questions are valid, and we're not right. seeing a rebuttal from Barack Obama or specifically answering these questions as to his relationship with these various figures.
Right. It seems like because Senator Obama has more questions where there are, like Drew said, that second and third question we're not seeing, that John McCain's also getting a pass on some of his, even though they may not be as troubling or damaging to a campaign at this stage in the game. He's not getting those questions either. And you have to wonder why these issues aren't being discussed. And that's why we want you to take the national issues of the court survey, because you have to wonder if both campaigns are backing away from talking about these issues directly. I mean, you can let your vice presidential nominees talk about it, but it makes a big difference when the person who one of these two people will be president of the United States come January, and neither of them have really discussed these issues head on 21 days before the election, when they know that there are a majority of many people in the country who care deeply about these issues. Some who will vote primarily for a person because of their stance on these issues. That's how important. And that's why I want you to take the issues of the court survey. Again, let me go through you with the nine topics we want you to answer for us so that we can get this to the presidential campaigns immediately, so we try to get some discussion on this, hopefully as well at the debate tomorrow night, folks. We're going to ask you about how important the Supreme Court justices the candidates will nominate are. Partial birth abortion, whether it should remain illegal. We've said Barack Obama wants to sign that law in that would revise and then, of course, totally take back all that legislation that was put forward in those cases of the Supreme Court under the Bush administration. The courts restricting the expression of religious faith, courts interpreting the Constitution strictly, strict construction, Christian broadcasters and the Fairness Doctrine, ministers being able to speak out on moral issues at their church, gay rights and that issue, of course, and it, should individuals receive special rights because of their sexual behavior. The phrase under God, as well as public school students' freedom of speech. It is very quickly to take this survey, folks. If you call right now, absolutely free, a toll-free number for you at 1-877-989-2255. We want you to call, take part. We've gotten emails in from folks telling us what issues are most important to them. We want you to take part in this survey so that we know what issues are most important to you. Call right now, 1-877-989-2255, and also go to aclj.org. You can also do the survey online. Because let me tell you why it's so important, folks. We'll look at those answers, and we look at all of the data to understand where our listeners are coming from on these important issues. How do they feel about each one of these issues? Are they strongly agree? Are they strongly opposed? That's why we want you to take part. Call right now, 1-877-989-2255. Let's go to Ann calling from West Virginia on line 6. Ann, welcome to JSecul Live.
Hi there. How are you?
Hi, Ann.
Let me try to point out what the real problem of all this is. Both candidates, both Obama and McCain, are bought and paid for by the same exact people. That's why these issues are never really addressed.
Do you think, though, Ann, in the 2004 election, you had a President Bush and Senator Kerry, and they definitely spoke about these issues. These were major issues. Now, that may have been because they were both more comfortable, at least President Bush may be more comfortable than Senator McCain about speaking directly about these issues. But do you think that it is both campaigns don't want to talk about it? It's not just one?
Yes, because the Kerry campaign as well as the Bush campaign were bought and paid for by the exact same people who are paying off McCain and Obama.
Yeah, you know, Ann, I think the difference is, though, we heard these issues talked about. It could be the same donors, but the fact is that President Bush talked about these issues, which forced Senator Kerry to talk about them. And I think John McCain's got to bring these issues up. Barack Obama is not going to bring up abortion on his own. He's not going to bring up gay rights on his own. He's not going to bring up appointing liberals to the Supreme Court on his own. John McCain can bring that up, and he's got an opportunity to tomorrow night, and he's got more opportunities to do that in the next 21 days. But, folks, we need you to act. We're going to put pressure on both of these campaigns to answer these questions, not just put out talking points on them, but really answer them from the candidate's own mouth, not their vice presidential nominees, but from their mouth. So call, take the survey. It's absolutely free and very quick to do. 877-989-2255. That's the toll-free number to call and take the survey. 877-989-2255. 2255 or go to aclj.org and take the survey online.
Now there's a great new way to stay in touch with the American Center for Law and Justice, ACLJ Wireless. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
With ACLJ Wireless, you'll get special updates from me and be able to get critical information fast, right from your phone. And the best part, you're helping the ACLJ.
The ACLJ Wireless service, 10% of the proceeds from your monthly service go directly to support the ACLJ. Plus, if you sign up today, the ACLJ receives an additional $10 at no extra cost to you. Choose from the most popular phones. Flexible and affordable calling plans starting at $29.99 with every 6 month of service free. And keep your existing cell number.
By using ACLJ Wireless, you're helping the ACLJ stand up for your rights.
ACLJ Wireless Service from ACLJ Member Services. Call now. 1-800-311-2501. That's 1-800-311-2501. Or online at acljwireless.com.
I want to provide a tax cut.
Let's not raise taxes on anybody.
It's an election cycle consumed by political soundbites from both parties. And when you get past the campaign rhetoric, there's something happening that's impossible to ignore. There are key issues getting no attention, no debate, no discussion. Issues that are critical to the future and direction of our nation. Issues including likely vacancies on the Supreme Court, abortion, and the definition of marriage. Now, the American Center for Law and Justice wants to know what you think. Let the ACLJ know how you rate some of the most important issues of our time. As Election Day approaches, there's still time for the candidates to engage these issues, and we hope they do. Have your voice heard. Take the ACLJ Issue Survey. The ACLJ will let the new Congress and the new president know where you stand on these issues, what's important, and why. Take the survey now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or take the survey online at aclj.org.
Hey, welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow, folks, talking about, of course, 21 days out from the election, the final presidential debate tomorrow night. Now, this is also an election for many U.S. senators, for Senate seats, as well as House of Representatives seats, local elections as well. So important to go out and exercise your vote. We're not telling you who to vote for here, but we are telling you that we like you and we want you and encourage you to get involved. And one way to get involved is to take part in our National Issues of the Court survey. We want some of these issues discussed by both campaigns, and we're not laying blame on one or the other. We're laying blame on both, that these issues have not been discussed, at least not clearly enough, from the candidate's own mouth. Their vice presidential nominees may have discussed it and mentioned it at campaign rallies or their debate, but it has not been mentioned in the presidential debates. We want to hear clearly about these national issues of the court, things like how important the issue of the Supreme Court justice and who they'll nominate. And, of course, we put that up at aclj.org, questions we'd like to hear tomorrow night at that debate at Hofstra University. Who do they have in mind to nominate to the Supreme Court? The expression of religious faith, strict construction of the Constitution, the Fairness Doctrine, gay rights issues, the phrase under God, public school students' freedom of speech, all those topics. We have nine questions. We want you to take part in our survey. You can call right now to do the survey. It's absolutely free. It's a toll-free number. Just take you a couple minutes to take part. It really helps us gather the information we need to take it to these campaigns to start getting some straight answers on these questions, not just the talking points. So call us 1-877-989-2255. That's our toll-free number, 1-877-989-2255, to take the National Issues of the Court survey. We've heard from many people. I think we heard of close to 2,000 people yesterday through online and on the phones, and we want to hear from that many today as well or more, so that we know what issues are most important to you and where you stand. You can also go to aclj.org and take the survey online. Let's go back to the phones. George from California on line 4. George, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. Hey, George, you're on the air. Let's go to Mark calling from Michigan on line 1. Mark, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Yes, good afternoon.
Hi, Mark.
Thanks for taking my call. The United States was founded as the government of the United States was founded as a constitutional form of government. What can we do to get back to a constitutional form of government rather than a democracy, which this country was never originally intended to be? We were intended to be a republic with a constitutional form of government. Yep. Other than electing somebody outside of the two-party system.
Well, you know, Mark, you brought up the one is that we don't have a strong third party. And as much as people have discussed about that before, this election, again, is reiterated, even when there's some concern on both sides. Of course, Hillary Clinton supporters not at all being enthused about Barack Obama, and some Republicans not being so enthused about John McCain. But you did not see a strong third-party candidate emerge this election cycle. Not someone like a Ross Perot who could gather enough votes to really change an election. But let me go to Than Bennett here in our ACLJ Government Affairs Office in Washington, D.C. Because, Than, the truth is that both of these candidates have supported the economic bailout. Both have big spending proposals. John McCain has proposed the home mortgage proposal, which would cost about $300 billion. Senator Obama, of course, has got lots of different spending bills. I think of the two, John McCain has less, and he would like to cut back some government programs. Barack Obama probably has more. But when you look at both parties at this point, government spending has gotten out of control.
Well, Jordan, I think you appropriately linked the caller's question to this bailout bill that we're talking about. I mean, over the course of the last couple of months, we've seen both of our major candidates for presidency support a plan that basically starts to nationalize not only our industries and our lending institutions, but just in the last day, we've seen the Treasury endorse this proposal where the government would have $250 billion worth of controlling interest in our banks. So there really is this move towards less of a constitutional government,
right,
more of a nationalization, a socialization. And, Jordan, if I could just real quickly link the two. I know we're very concerned about these social issues. We should be. But we need to understand, with the economic crisis that we're facing, those issues are largely going to determine which of these two gentlemen is elected to the president. But you know what? That president is then going to, in turn, make these decisions on the social issues. So
right,
they can't just not answer these questions. Even if the economy is going to dictate who's elected, they have to answer how they will govern on these other issues.
Right, because many of these questions, why we call it the National Issues of the Court Survey, come down to the Supreme Court, and those nominees are made by the president. Then those circuit court nominees are made by the president, the district court nominees, and so on. But the president also sets the tone. Is it a pro-life tone? Is it a pro-abortion tone? What's the tone that will be set by the president, which is why we want you to take part in this survey, folks. Very quickly, call our toll-free number right now, 21 days until the election, 877-989-2255, the toll-free number you call right now to take part in this survey, 877-989-2255. Joe's calling from Florida on line 4. Joe, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi there, Jordan. How are you?
Hi, Joe.
I am calling regarding, I'm a Christian, I'm also an investor. I got involved in an investor group several years ago and got involved in a little stock that was bought. It's called CMKX, and it is called, it has caused Richter scale, high-level Richter scale readings across the entire country, especially on Wall Street, because it was shorted in the number of trillions of shares. And it's a long story that I'm trying to abbreviate, but basically it's a window into the condition of our Wall Street and the banks. And I really think that a lot of people have missed this story because the media has done a wonderful job of covering it. And the term that everyone needs to Google and understand is naked shorting. This form of shorting in the market is not legal shorting. It is illegal shorting, and it has resulted in trillions of dollars going offshore. And it has been an eye-opening experience for myself and many others who have been involved in this. And I really believe that we're in a crisis here, and
right,
it's not being really revealed what the real crisis is.
Well, you know, here, Joe, I think, and you're going into some technical stuff, and, you know, we're not economic specialists. We don't try to give people advice on the market. But let me tell you this. Like Than said, the U.S. government's expected to take stakes in 9 of the nation's largest banks to restore confidence in the U.S. banking system. I mean, and you're talking about the stock market and the stock shorting, which is something we've heard a lot about over the past 2 weeks. These are all issues that have got to be addressed. And the question is, do you want them addressed by a approach with a lot of regulation or some new regulation? Neither candidate is saying no regulation or no new regulation or less regulation. It's either a lot of regulation or some more regulation. That's really the two options here. And I think that goes back to the caller's last question. And let me go to Drew Ryan, because, Drew, you know, it comes down to it. Yes, of course, the economy is going to be a major topic of this debate. And the candidates have tried to put forward some proposals. And we've heard from Bob Schieffer that he wants to get very specific in the debate tomorrow night, which I can tell from all of the callers today is what they're looking for on every issue. Whether it's the issues we're talking about in our survey, the social issues, or the economy, people, this final opportunity for the candidates to speak together, want to hear something specific. Now, it doesn't have to be exactly what's going to happen, but something specific that the candidates want to do.
Well, that's the fascinating thing here, Jordan, is we're 3 weeks out from this election, and yet a lot of us still have the same questions. Where are each of these candidates coming specifically on a host of these issues? We've seen economic plans thrown out, it seems, hourly by both campaigns, none of which, to be honest with you, makes sense just yet. We've not seen them speak directly to these social issues, yet we want to have answers. Than said it best. Yes, economic issues may decide who is president, yet the next president will implement various social programs or issues or sign legislation regarding social issues. So we, as the voters, we want specific questions asked. And you know what, Jordan? We want specific answers.
Let me reiterate again, folks. 21 days out from the presidential election, the final debate tomorrow night. We want to give you an opportunity to speak truth to the presidential candidates and take our National Issues of the Court survey. Again, you can speak some truth to these candidates and tell them exactly what you want to hear and where you feel about these issues. You need to call and take this survey. It's absolutely free right now. 21 days left. 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255, our toll-free number to call and take this survey. Let me give it to you again. 1-877-989-2255. We'll go to aclj.org and take the survey online.